morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
She's not a guest anymore. She's just resident Philly.
Wait. Tyra's with... stupid. Tyra's with us this morning.
Who?
Chris is on the effect.
Yes, he is. Chris is on the effects board. And please excuse our silliness, but we've already had a 20-minute pre-party,
hot.
I guess, with
I'm hot.
Just getting us excited
shit.
About the morning. But Tyra is with us this morning, and
thank
we're
you,
missing one. Larry's taking a little sabbatical.
Yes.
But we hope you're safe wherever you're at.
Hey, drink one for me, bruh. I know you will.
So, show don't stop. We just keep it moving.
Uh-huh.
So, how was you guys' week, Christopher?
As always, work has been working. Life has been lifing. And that is the bottom line. Because Stone Cold said so.
Oh my God.
I'm good.
Too
you
much.
Know. Glad to be amongst the livings and such.
We're glad you're amongst the livings.
I know you be missing me.
We need to get crickets on there. Crickets. We need some crickets on there. No.
I know you've been missing me.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Okay.
But since you said so.
Smart ass. Anywho, but yeah, work was good.
Nothing fun or exciting happened.
Well, actually, we had a fire at the job front yesterday morning. I was getting my stuff lined up for the workers and everything, and all of a sudden, my lady, Miss Cassie, in the sewing department, I see her standing there with this look in her eyes, and she's like, Chris, come here, there's a fire. I'm like, oh, shit.
No, I'm black. I run the other way with fire.
But I had to protect my arrow.
So she wasn't looking like I looked when I burned down the backyard.
No, I'm walking back.
She was froze, bro.
The backyard on fire, y'all.
Yeah. No, you were calm.
Yeah, she was like, no, it ain't. The whole field
The whole
gone.
Field gone. Seriously.
Wow.
But no, one, you was calm. She was not. And because even after, you know, something as simple as just, because an outlet had shorted out.
Oh.
And it started like sparking real heavy. Then it had a nice blaze about yay wide. But she was just
that
like.
That ain't even a real fire.
Well, I mean, you know, you have to realize we got foam
in
there.
They got foam, but that's flammable.
We got foam covers, the socks. We got
see, that's
boxes,
what I was
wood.
Thinking had occurred. A fire.
Oh, no. We prevented that.
Fire. Well, I like big blazes.
I do.
But, you know,
acreage.
I played Fire Marshal Bill, put the fire out, and she nicely apologized. She's like, Chris, I apologize, but, you know, I'm one of the ones that just freeze. I just freeze. I was
she
like,
was
okay,
fanning
it. No
you
problem.
Fan the fire.
You throw some water on it.
I'm glad she didn't do that.
Yeah. But other than that, that was the most exciting thing. Yes. You know, it's always work, working, lifing. Still 10 toes down, not up.
And we're glad for your 10.
All the time, bitch.
Ugly 10 toes to be down.
Hey, but you know what? These ugly motherfuckers, they carry me wherever I need to go.
And we are
especially
happy.
To work. As long as I take care of them from time to time.
They'll look like it.
That's their normal look. That's their normal look, man.
They look like they've been.
Just take them at face value. This is what you're getting.
That's terrible.
I try to keep them covered all the time.
We thankful. You the nigga that always got to wear socks.
You damn right. I ain't even going to lie. No cap. No
we like,
cap.
We thought he was a human, but we looked at his feet, and we think he a monkey.
Hey.
Where he getting the feet from?
Hey, I'm just saying. Just know, you come from the same genes as me.
My feet look absolutely nothing like that.
Man, I ain't going to tell you what your hooves look like.
I'm going to tell you, people have complimented how beautiful my feet were.
But Ray Charles don't count.
Mine too.
Ray Charles don't count. He feels.
Shut up.
I mean, oh, he thought it was your ankle. I mean, your wrist though.
What?
He thought it was your wrist.
You're stupid.
But anyway, yeah, week was good. Kimberland, dummy.
Uh-huh. My week.
Look, you don't even remember, stupid.
My week was pretty good.
She said I ate. I cleared the field.
I worked today. This week was my short week. I worked Wednesday and Thursday.
Love them.
And that was good. No, I worked Monday, Tuesday, off Wednesday, Thursday. No, yeah, I worked Wednesday and Thursday this week. 2-day week was really, really good. Even though we were short, I guess sometimes you just get used to functioning in dysfunction, and it was just a good one.
It becomes your normal after a while, and that's sad though.
I was like, it was good. My mom was like, yeah, we were short, we were down, da da da, and I was like. Nobody couldn't even. We didn't miss a beat.
Hey, because you still got to get a job done.
Yeah, so just learned to press through and keep doing. Keep doing what you're doing. Update: Uncle Alvin is doing better. He's recovered really, really, really good.
That's good.
That's good.
From a hip. A lot of people, especially once they get older,
everything's more innovative now.
I know, but still, they say older people. Innovative.
I don't really know what you was trying to say.
Is it more innovative of a surgery or is it more innovative?
Yeah, well, both of them.
Both of them.
Because now, the healing time is supposed to be shorter. Mm-hmm. They don't have to do certain things they used to do to get the right.
And plus, he's determined.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
wants to
get out
there.
That mental plays.
He wants to get on that field.
Yeah,
wants to play golf.
So keep up the good work. We know you'll listen. Keep up the good work. We're proud of you.
Hit them applause button.
Yeah.
Woo for Unc.
Yeah.
Drink one for you, Unc.
Oh, definitely. He probably drank two for you.
Sure.
But just keep up the good work and stay motivated.
Oh yeah.
Tyra, how was your week?
It was very, very busy.
We know Chris keeps you busy. We know.
Just work is, we have a new program coming up, and just on these crazy, as I call them, Mickey Mouse meetings all day long. And yeah, but anyway, it's, as in my Chris Gray voice, it's over.
Yes.
Damn right.
It's over.
Definitely.
Yeah. Busy, busy, busy week.
But at least till Monday.
Yeah.
Nice.
Everybody's looking like, Monday. Nice.
Can't
wait to get back to Monday.
It must be nice.
Yeah, I know, right?
Daddy, I'm nowhere close to there. But anywho. Bruh.
Our week was great.
Oh, as always. You saw he lit up in his face.
Yeah. Lit up like a Christmas tree.
Got a couple.
Talk about the toys, yes.
Well, no, work was good, still automating stuff. Bippity-boppity-boo. Good time.
Bippity-boppity-boo.
On the home front.
Yes.
On the home front. Spun up my own instance of OpenClaw. Have it working off of my Olama server, which is my local AI, my local LLM. Olama is the application it's called.
It's a free service to give everybody.
Yeah.
But running locally. So that's pretty cool. That's
right. Nice.
Yeah, OpenClaw is interesting. That's changing my concept of AI assistance.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nice. So you got a new toy. Nice little AR to exercise my Second Amendment right.
All the time.
Boop, 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 boop. Yeah, that's about it. That was the week. Spent a lot of time spinning up the server. It crashed again this morning, so that kind of sucks. It crashed. I got a crash notification whenever I went back to get the batteries.
Oh, come on, man.
But
it was going so good.
It was.
Yes.
So I was up until yesterday evening. I was running it my LLM was from the cloud. Mm-hmm. And you know me, I don't want a lot of stuff going out to the cloud. So I've got my AI server at the house. So I'm like, let's try to run it off that. So I told it to configure itself to run off of my local server.
And it attempted and it
crashed.
So your local server's not enough.
I don't know. I've got to troubleshoot that. I haven't had time
on.
To do that.
It ain't
so,
your local
well,
ain't
it,
enough.
It told me that it was because I told it the specs that I have, and it was like, yeah, this is plenty. You'll get this many tokens per second, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, cool. So this morning, I figured that was, that would be the last thing I'd do before I walked out of the house. I'm like, hey, all right, we ran our test. Go ahead, configure yourself to run off the local server. And it was like, okay. Error. I'm like, oh, fudge. So, yeah. But, yeah.
I hate it when that happens.
Me too.
Back to the regular schedule program.
Yep. Yeah. You'll get it, though. Sucks. I know you will. You'll figure it out.
Yes,
my server is amazing.
Your server is amazing, just like you.
Touche. I'll agree with that.
But there will be errors sometimes, just like you.
Again, imperfection.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean not excellent.
So why can't you just do it off the cloud? I know that'll be the only thing you're really doing off the cloud, though.
Well, that's a big thing because the searches, the queries, and things of that nature that I'm putting into it. That's the information that I don't care to let
people know.
Yeah. I don't care to let OpenAI and Anthropic. I don't want them to know those things. That's my information.
Top secret.
Secrets.
Information is currency, Kim.
Yes, it is, Juan. Currency.
Nice.
So, yeah. That's my week.
That's your week?
Yeah.
In a nutshell.
Nicely done.
Sounds like a good week.
On to the news,
which was provided to me by my server before it crashed. let's see. So, first thing, you know, had the primaries this past week.
Yeah.
This wasn't provided, but I saw this morning. Jasmine Crockett did not win her Senate bid.
She didn't. Oh, wow. But she won. But you know, they say the person that beat her was a guy that used to be her pastor in Texas, another black pastor in Texas.
That's a
white guy that won.
I thought it was a black guy that
Wants to run for her seat that she's in.
Oh, her seat. Okay, yes. My disregard.
Yes, that's her congressional seat. Yeah. She was trying to become a senator. She was trying to upgrade.
Yeah, because that white guy that won is he was somehow connected with someone else, I think.
Everyone's connected with someone else, Kim. Basically. That's what humanity is.
Now y'all got me going. I'm about to go back down my rabbit hole because I've seen.
Well, I don't know. What was the locals? I wonder if any of my people.
The big thing from the local thing, I guess, is the state Senate race, Phil Berger and Sam Page.
Sam Page. Yeah. You're going to have to do a recount.
Yeah, I know on.
I don't care nothing about them. I didn't vote for them. That wasn't even on my ballot.
Oh, yeah, because they're the Republican nominees. Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's on your ballot. Yeah.
I'm unaffiliated.
Yeah, me too. They don't even give you that shit. I mean, yeah, they don't really give you a lot on the.
Now, they said Sam Page, he was in the jails molesting or. Doing something to the.
They say that. I don't believe it. But, you know, I would say.
Who wouldn't, though? I mean.
I know who wouldn't.
This ain't Oz. This ain't Oz, man.
That's crazy.
I don't know. I ain't never. The closest I've been to jail is going into jail whenever Kim was getting sworn in.
I was about to say. he made me nervous. I was like, I ain't never been to jail.
And visiting random people. I wasn't going to mention no names.
Yeah, I understand.
Visiting
people. I don't know what actually goes on in there in real life.
I can tell you now.
Tell me your Adebisi story.
No.
Because, I mean, Kim done told me about dudes sneaking wine bottles in.
I mean, you do get stuff like that. But no, nobody standing in the corner two-stepping with a toothpick in their mouth with a little beanie on the top of their melon.
But I think they said with that Page and Phil Berger thing, it was just so close that they.
Yeah, they said it was like it was separated by like two votes.
Yeah, and that's very close. So, you know, maybe they misread one. That's why they want to recount.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think when it gets into like percentages, they're like, it's automatic recount at that point.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because there's still a statistical chance that. So, yeah. Yeah, there's that. Obviously, the Iran, Israel, U.S., I guess we can't call it a war because it's not been an official declaration, but conflict.
Yes.
It looks kind of like a war.
Because it is.
It looks like a war to me.
But they cannot officially.
Without a formal declaration of war, not a war. But, yeah, that's.
But if it looks like war, it smells like war, it is a war.
when people's dropping bombs and shit.
Yeah, so missiles. Usually when stuff like that is exchanged, I thought it's a, I mean, even if it's not
until you
called it a war, but it's what those people over there think is a war. It looks like a war from our view, but we're not war, mm-hmm. war experts.
Just because you hear this right here, that don't always mean it's a war.
That's right. That's just a conflict. It's a conflict, until there's a declaration.
Yeah, because they just disagreeing right now. Yeah.
But what I thought was crazy, I was watching news, some stories, and Iran shot missiles at Dubai, and I'm like, oh no, not Dubai! Yeah. Why would y'all want to do
because
that?
I think I seen something where, and I don't know how true it is, it may be false news, but something about that when they shot over, did something over in Dubai, it hit the Burj Khalifa. They took fire or something like that. Yeah,
that's terrible.
So what did Dubai ever do to anybody but be beautiful and rich?
I know.
Hey, that's enough to make people jealous.
Just saying.
God knows. The good Lord knows.
Yeah.
Because Dubai is very beautiful, and they do have lots of money over there.
Yeah.
And they do take care of all their people, unlike these great United States of America.
And your president has a lot of dealings and a lot of stuff over there in
Who's
Dubai.
President?
We're all citizens, so I mean,
I'm not a citizen.
It's all of our president.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a citizen of these great.
Oh, you're a sovereign citizen.
I'm a sovereign citizen.
That's the beauty of the democracy. We can have our own votes, but we all got to be in this together.
Yep.
No matter who wins.
No.
Yep.
But and then the shooting in Austin, Texas. That was they're saying that was a sleeper cell, mm-hmm. Retaliation. Attack for
the war
for the
oh really,
oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh.
I didn't know. I mean, I just I you know heard about it, but I didn't know what
snippet of that.
Yeah, that's interesting. But let's see, I've got a few more stories, but I'm just gonna skip them. That can be it. We can go on into topics.
Keith. They had Reverend Jesse Jackson's funeral. That's been all over the internet, and they had a lot of big. I think they said it was a five plus hour funeral.
Yeah, that's a long funeral, boy. That's.
But in the words of one of
the
ministers,
I would have to put my finger up.
Yes.
In the words of one of the ministers, it said 5 hours ain't nothing for 60 years of service.
Okay.
So, you know, if I'm thinking you could just sum it up
your
in
perception
two.
Is your reality.
You know, I mean, but I guess because they had a lot of big people.
I don't fault anybody
speaking.
For wanting to have that. I mean, no, because I mean, he has done a lot, but that's a long time for me to be sitting at church.
It is.
Yeah, I'm with you, Warren. I stick my finger.
Be like, excuse me, pastor.
They told everyone to put their wear their depends.
Yeah,
put your
really.
Depends on. Because it's going to be 5 hours.
No, Warren, I'm like you. Stick a finger up. Excuse me.
I don't. You no. You don't want to seat me in the middle.
No, please.
Because
give me an edge.
I'm stepping out.
Give me an edge. Yeah.
I just, or either I do like I do with a lot of funerals. I'll just do the walk. They'll be like, he looked good. Mm-hmm. My condolences to you.
Yes.
My condolences. Mm-hmm. If you need anything, holler at me. I'm out of here. I'll see y'all later. That's
yes.
He had a lot of people. Everybody spoke. It looked like. I mean, it was more than 20 people. Just the snippets that I seen was more than 15 people. Just the snippets that I seen. So I'm thinking. And they didn't limit their stuff to 2 minutes. I mean,
they didn't.
No.
I don't know why.
One of the prayers that I watched in the 3 minutes in, I was just like.
You say the prayer?
Because probably the people that wanted to speak, I mean, he's an orator. So all the people were orators. So
yes.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, true. I would have known. I ain't staying for that whole service at all.
You can see me in the back.
Yeah, if there was one or two that I wanted to hear speak, when they coming on, you know, what about what time?
Because every president that was there spoke, and even people that wasn't president, Kamala Adams and...
Kamala Adams?
I mean, Kamala Harris.
Lord. Okay. You done created somebody.
Messed that whole name up.
Is that AI?
Good gracious.
They don't care.
I haven't had enough coffee this morning.
You want another cup?
The more you speak about politics,
the dumber you
the
get.
The more disappointed I get in your statement from a couple weeks ago.
Kim, do like I do. I stay quiet when it comes to politics.
But in my mind, I had the right name,
Kim.
Out wrong.
You said
out wrong.
That's the red flag right there. You said in your mind.
In my mind, I had the right
name. No, baby girl.
So when you be urging people to vote, when you go to vote, do you actually read the ballot? She thinks she do.
I be seeing Kamala Adams' name on there.
Give me like, he'll be using the cab method.
And Herschel,
yeah, have that.
Look,
have
and Herschel Sam Page and stuff like that.
Herschel Sam Page.
Yeah, because look, when we went in to, Chris and I went in to vote, I was like, here you go.
Yeah, you're going to give me a cheat sheet. I'm like,
because like I got it memorized.
No, but it didn't have anybody checked. It was just
no, but I'm just
the
like,
name. It was, I said, you pick whoever you want to pick, but I did have one or two picks.
She had them highlighted for you.
Cliff
she
notes.
Said this one. Cliff she notes. Said this, this one.
I can't remember the last time I voted in a primary.
It's pointless. Independence is, and I say,
because the independent ballot usually only has like local bills that are going to be coming up,
and there wasn't anything. It was two. It was an NC. It was an NC.
Juan, don't believe her. She don't know.
Because I went the other week.
That don't mean she.
Because I pulled. I thought I pulled up the independent ballot on the. Mm-hmm. My bad. Shoot.
Oh, so you don't have any.
Anywhere affiliation?
I mean, nothing to nobody's name to pick. You're just certain bills that they're trying
water,
to pass.
Something water.
Wow.
Yeah, in the primary, that's what it looks like. Yeah, because primaries are just to vote in the party candidates. Mm-hmm. So yeah, on an
independent. You didn't have any parties on
no parties, no independent
ballot.
People.
Oh wow.
No independent. It was zero. Cause I looked, I was like, damn, it was like, it looked kind of like this. It had two things on there. They don't care about our opinions, but
well, they do care.
I mean, care, but they just want you to be in the independent.
The primary is to get candidates for the party. You ain't in the party, you don't get to say. You want to say, you be like, give me that Democratic ballot or give me that Republican ballot.
But anyway. Ready for these? You okay, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
These topics.
Chris sound like one of those cartoon drunks.
Definitely.
Let me say my.
Let me see if I got this one right. Let me see.
I saw this post that said, "You don't get to tell someone how to love you. You get to choose whether you want to participate." And it just made me think because I used to be, I find myself still at times saying, "But I could show you. I could show you how to love me. I could show you how to show up for me. I could show you to do the things that I like." But then you have to realize, yes, you could do that, but are they being receptive? Are they listening? Are they applying? So you don't have the choice to be able to tell someone, love me like this. The choice that you have is whether you want to participate in what they're giving you and if that works for you. So this post that said, you don't.
All right. Juan, you look like you've got something to say.
I mean, I'm not sure. If I'm hearing her take the way I think I'm hearing it, I think it's a bunch of crap. Because you totally have the opportunity to tell someone how to love you. You get to be like, I receive love like this. And whether or not they give it to you there's where your choice comes into the situation. Yeah. You know, if they're responsive, but... To say you don't get that, because what I heard was you don't get to tell a person how to love you. And
that's what she said.
That's absurd.
I don't know why you.
That's absurd. Why would you not?
But I think.
Why would you assume that someone just knows how to love? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
But as she was like saying, you don't get to tell a person how to love you. But if they're basically, I'm going to say, if they're not capable of loving you the particular way that you want, then. That's the right you get to kind of choose also to not.
But it's your right.
If you don't tell them, how do they know?
Good question, Juan.
That's what makes that stupid to me. I'm sorry. I said I was.
You wasn't going to say. You said you weren't going to use the word stupid.
Yeah, I know.
But you've already used it, Juan.
That logic just doesn't hold up to me. I don't know.
That math don't math. I have to agree with you, man.
You agree with that, Christopher?
With Juan.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, why would you not have the right? How would you even? I don't understand how you would even feel that you don't have the right.
Well, I think
tell you how to get to my house, how do you know how to get to my house?
But just because you tell them, it doesn't mean they're capable of giving. I could tell you something, but don't mean you're able to do it that particular way.
But it's still,
and then you
could
choose to participate in the way that they're capable of loving
you. You don't have to choose.
So
I mean, you don't have to deal with it.
That's the thing with it.
Bentley is over there having a blast.
What I thought it was Chris at first. Then I looked. I said, "Oh
no!"
I'm sorry.
What is he playing with over there?
A toy that just sounds like a bunch of crinkled paper.
Oh,
okay, cool. Play on, play on.
Tyra, you have anything to input on that?
No, I agree with what Juan says.
On everyone agrees with Juan. That's odd.
Hey, no, it is not.
Where's Larry when you need him?
I know, right?
I got your
darn you, Larry.
That's a first. I agree with Juan.
Hey, what?
It's rare.
I got your back, bro.
It's rare.
I think normally my logic is sound.
It is. I have to admit.
Normally.
But one thing I will say, whether he agrees or disagrees, he's got some kind of, well, just like you said, logic behind it, though. It's not like he just throws it out there and just leaves you to wonder or ponder on it. He has, I'll get that to you, bro. Yeah.
Don't give him too much. On to the next.
Wait, did you agree with me too, Kim?
No. No, I'm just joking.
Oh, I was getting ready to say.
Yeah, she agreed.
No, I don't agree with Juan. I'm just letting him have it.
Just letting him have it. Chris. Mm. Is that my voice? Yeah. I'm going to kill you. Oh, my.
Y'all remember?
The Emperor's New Groove.
Yes, yes.
Terrible. Okay, I'm going to play the next one.
Okay.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Sorry. I'm tickling myself.
I hated the fact that I had happily married parents. Like, I used to pray for them to get divorced. They didn't argue all the time and like that. I just felt left out because everybody in my school had a single mom. And I was just like, why do my mom gotta be happily married? Like, why is it me? Why am I cursed with a two-parent household? I was also really mad that I lived in a home. Like, I really wanted to live in the apartments because I just thought that it just looks so cool. Like, all your friends live in the same building. Y'all all ride the bus. I genuinely wanted to be from the projects and I wanted a single mom.
I'm shocked, but I'm actually not surprised. I grew up in this environment. I grew up in Compton and South Central. And I was teased for talking proper, whatever that means. I was teased because I wanted to wear a suit to school. I was teased because I wanted to have a briefcase. I was teased because I wanted to learn. I was teased because my mother would show up at school when nothing was wrong, and she would like hover over me. And I remember when she got laid off from her job at McDonnell Douglas Aircraft as a fabricator, she wouldn't go on welfare. My mother, who and my mom and dad were married until I was 4 or 5 years old, they got divorced, but they never made the divorce a subject of me. They were both present in my life, and as you're about to hear, in my school and in my face when I went sideways. So anyway, my mother when she got laid off because the contracts were not consistent with the government to build planes, whatever, she would take those furloughs with the McDonnell Douglas Aircraft as an opportunity to spend time with me. She'd come and get and ask what job was available at the school I went to, Colin P. Kelly Elementary School and El Segundo Elementary School. And in Compton, and if it was a, you know, janitor's job, I'll take it, she says. If it was a security personnel's job, I'll take it, she would say. And my mother would just pop up at school in these different roles, and it was embarrassing to me at the time, but she saved my life. And she told me she loved me every day of my life, and I never forgot that, always remembered it. And she showed it by showing up, because PhDs are good, PhDs are even better. This is what normal should be, but normal has become abnormal, and now we not only teasing kids about being normal, we think being abnormal is normal. No different than we see things in a check cash or a payday loan lender or a rent-to-own store or a title lender or a liquor store or a pawn shop is normal in our neighborhood. It's not normal, and we shouldn't accept it. And so this is not, I mean, this behavior of wanting to hang out, wanting to be like, You're perfectly normal, but you don't want normal. You don't want a two-parent household. You don't want a real job. You don't want to go to school. You want to hang out with the thugs. I've got people in my family who I can relate to in this story, and they all regret it. And we've got to make smart sexy again. We've been making dumb sexy for way too long. We've dumbed down and celebrated it. We have to make smart sexy again. We're better than this. And life's all about culture. It's really about you model what you see. Mm-hmm. Right? And as an old Southern saying, no matter how much I love you, my son or my daughter, if I don't have wisdom, all I can give you is my own ignorance. So out of love, we pass down bad habits from generation to generation. We can turn this around. This does not have to be our norm anymore. Thank God this young lady admitted this. I commend her. I assume this means she's turned this around, this mindset, because that's what it is. It's a poverty mindset. There is nothing cool. There's nothing cool by hanging around with a fool. Why do we spend all of our time trying to impress someone we actually don't want to be like? Mm. Now think about that. It's John O'Brien. And listen to my podcast, Money and Wealth.
Okay.
First of all, it confused me in the beginning. Because
I ain't never heard that shit. Like
yeah, that. You know, she's upset because she don't understand why
her household.
Yeah.
What?
You know, that's what threw me off. And then to hear him start explaining, I was like, that's oil and water. It don't match to me. But I guess he kind of brought it back around at the ass end. But damn. Most people, that is the normal, you know, single parent home. But I mean, I guess you would be fortunate. I would think if your parents are loving each other mm-hmm. and can stay together through whatever, I applaud that. But I don't. That's just.
I mean, just like growing up in like where we grew up, it was only very few people who had a mom and a dad present. Yeah. I mean, very few. That's like true. Maybe four households out of, say, even this area. Mm-hmm. You know, that had a mom and dad living still together. Yeah. I mean, you know.
But I'm a firm believer. The parents don't have to be together to raise a productive child. I mean, but I get what they're saying. It can be better, but I mean, you know, just because that don't mean you can't the child. I don't want people to think that because the parents are not together, just because the parents don't get along, they can still co-parent and raise a productive citizen. I think.
Yeah, they can.
You know, as long as the parents can set themselves aside and just deal with it, you know.
Yeah, because he said his mom and dad got divorced when he was, what, five? So,
So, I mean, you know, like I said, long as the parents can put themselves aside and just know that you got to deal with each other because you're trying to have raise a child in the right way, you know, it'll be all right. But a lot of times that gets kind of overcasted, you know, or put to the side, and you get in your feelings and, you know, you start doing dumb shit.
Mm-hmm. You know? Dumb.
But that's just my opinion. Opinion's like an asshole.
Everybody got one.
So what's just bigger than others.
What's your thing, Warren? What you think about that?
Because
I think you posted that.
Yeah, initially, I kind of was dumbfounded and thought that was because upon initial listen, I heard the girl's comment, mm-hmm. which I was like, that's just the stupidest mm-hmm. thing I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm. Stupid.
But then after.
He loves that word.
Whenever John Hope Bryant started chiming in, it actually kind of made me start doing self-reflection because he was talking about the mindset that it takes to make that type of comment. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure y'all remember like when I was younger, mm-hmm. it was like, I was like, no, don't call me smart.
Yeah.
It's that same type of mindset mm-hmm. because I wasn't comfortable enough yeah, with who I am mm-hmm. to stand up to. Because in certain environments, you do take criticism for your differences.
Mm-hmm.
And my mindset at that time wasn't strong enough to withstand mm-hmm. the comments that you get.
The ridicule that he was
saying. Yeah, I mean.
You're smart. No, I'm not.
Hey, smart. Just know I'm thankful for you, bro. Because I would not know how to tell time if it weren't for you.
He still don't know how to tell time.
I got a digital.
I know. It is 9:46.
So yeah, I could see, I could imagine, like, the, you know, if she's in an environment where, mm-hmm. you know, everyone is, mm-hmm. you know, where you look at the other, the commonality yeah. around you, and you're like, I want that.
Yeah, you want the commonality. Want what they
I don't
see.
Want my, I don't want what I got. What I got's not cool, but what everybody, you know, I want that because that's kind of cool. So I get the mentality aspect of it. Like I said, just the statement in a vacuum. Yeah, that was weird to me. But then when I thought about the mindset mm-hmm. aspect behind it, I was mm-hmm. like, okay, I can identify with that, and mm-hmm. I kind of get it at that point. So yeah.
Tyra, what you think about
that? I don't know. It just made me think that she didn't have any friends. All her friends were small-minded friends. She didn't have any friends that were, you that know, looked, in big she, houses.
Yeah, or, she probably all her friends
or,
probably
or yeah, they the people that she hung with. That's why she stayed at, you know, apartments or
yeah. She wanted projects. All her friends.
Yeah, projects or mm-hmm. that's the type of people she hung with. She didn't hang with any, you know, I guess positive. Well, I'm not gonna say living in an apartment is not positive. Right. I mean,
no, I'm just joking. I'm trying my best. I'm doing better. I'm sorry. We're not making light of this.
But do all single? I mean, just because you're single, don't mean that you're living in an apartment. So
those single people with houses.
Houses, mm-hmm. yeah. So,
but I guess growing up in that time, up,
yeah.
In her time, I don't know how old she
well,
looks.
Either just the well, area
I mean, she
she's
looks
at.
Kind of. She young. I mean, yeah. This she posted oh, this young. On social media, oh, yeah. evidently. So
she's younger, a younger girl. So, but I guess that's just the way she thought. Which, you know, we all think that's kind of like. I think we all can agree to say that's kind of crazy to think but, that, but
again, it's you kind of, as a young person, yeah. as a young person, you kind of think you're really not as much of an independent thinker as you'd like to think that you are. Mm-hmm. You kind of think in lockstep with the group of, I mean, and even as adults, most people lifestyles kind of look like their friend group. So, I mean,
well, okay, so growing up, the friends that I hung with were all in the same
neighborhood.
So, mm-hmm. I mean, we didn't live in an apartment. Yeah, we lived in a house. My girlfriend, Candace, she had mom and dad. Mm-hmm. My other girlfriend, Holly, it was just her mom. Us, my brother and I, it was just my mom was single. But in that area, I mean, you saw mixed. I mean, you saw some with their mom and dad. You saw some with mm-hmm. single parents. So it was a mixture. But then when you look across the hill, on top of the other hill, you know, it was different. It was projects. So, of course, I didn't hang with, you know, that group.
That group of
that
people.
Group.
But I mean, I was friends with them.
She
but
didn't
I
hang
didn't,
with us.
You know.
you was, we got you now.
You from the projects? I'm just,
we did live in the projects.
We did. Okay. Okay. We
had roaches. I guess there's nothing a matter with it. But
oh my gosh.
I asked the Blue Bubble. We were watching something on TV, and I asked the Blue Bubble buddy. I was like, I said, I bet y'all had a whole set of encyclopedias when you was growing up, didn't you?
I did.
We did.
She's like, we had yeah. two. I had my set. And my brother had his.
Really?
I was like, get that.
We yeah, had. We did.
We had what X.
Y'all
Z?
Didn't have any.
No, we got us from the library.
Yeah. Well, we got library calls.
You know, back in the day, the man would come to the house or whatever
no,
and sell you.
Don't, that's that. Like having a Jehovah's Witness.
He came.
Okay, we yeah, just didn't
and
buy
we
that.
Sent him on down the road.
That's what the but library
called. We can't
call
get food today. What are you talking about? Get on out
well, y'all grew up.
Talking about buy some
well,
books.
Today, y'all look really good.
We cleans up well.
Yeah.
We put on for the people. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. You'll never know where we came from.
But we will.
When she told me they had two sets, I'm like,
y'all were rich. Y'all were Richie McRich. Two oh, that, sets of that, encyclopedia.
Okay. Daddy, you go ahead and play the next clip, Kim.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and play the next clip. You scared me.
I'm like, who are you calling?
Next. Juan, this is something you posted anyway. Oh gosh, hold on.
But the world never got. People think the world's gone to hell, that it's gotten so violent. But the world never got violent. There is no God. The world has been violent since the beginning. Cain killed Abel. Cain killed Abel, the third person on the planet, killed the fourth person on the planet. We weren't even able to make it to three people before somebody was a murderer. At one time, a third of the people on the planet were murderers, right? A third of the people in the hood aren't murderers. A third of the people who own guns aren't murderers. A third of the people in jail aren't even murderers, right? San Quentin, Alcatraz, Folsom Prison are safer than the book of Genesis. You thought Compton and Baghdad were tough? Try downtown Eden when the sun goes down. There was murder and violence at person three. One couple had two boys who had the world to themselves, and one of them was claiming this town ain't big enough for the two of us, right? Cain killed 25% of the world's population. That's more than Stalin, Hitler, Idi Amin, Pol Pot, King Herod, Genghis Khan, Manifest Destiny, Typhoid, Cancer, AIDS, Cooties, all combined. Cain killed a third of the people he knew. He knew three people. He killed one of them. If you knew Cain, you had a 66 2/3% chance of survival. There's no such thing as the good old days. There was like one good day. It was half a day. Adam and Eve were naked, alone, in an oasis. Lunchtime came. People got hungry. Apples were eaten. Boom. Detroit. People think the world's gone to hell.
Womp, womp.
Really? That was a womp, womp?
Gosh.
I thought that was cute.
I thought it was cute. It was cute. Oh, gosh. It was cute. That thing about Cain and Abel, I was like, wow. Yeah. That's it's like, Cain killed Abel?
Killed, I mean, because people are always talking about, I posted it because for me it was reflective. People are, you know, people are, back in the day, things are getting worse, blah, 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 blah. And that is indicative of the human condition. I mean,
it's always been bad.
There were four people on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you believe in the biblical account of, you know, creation. Mm-hmm. Four people on the planet. One of them took out one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It ain't never been good.
True.
Statistically speaking, people suck.
Mm-hmm. Well, people don't suck. People just, everyone has a little bit of evil in them.
Yeah, that's who you're a descendant of.
Yeah, so, you know, everybody has that bad side. It just takes somebody doing whatever to trigger it. Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's why you just can't let people trigger that side.
I don't mind
of you. Like I tell people, sometimes you have to wake up in the morning and don't choose violence. Well, but if you wake up in the morning and choose violence, commit to it.
No, people usually make me choose.
I choose happiness when I wake up in the morning.
I do, too.
I reflect on...
Yes, the good stuff.
The good and
So you're brainwashing yourself.
The good energy.
All right, Larry.
Yes.
Yeah, the good energy.
Yeah. But,
I put positive in me before
so she lies to
I go
herself
out there.
Every day.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I start my day until you
have to.
Bastards.
Yeah, I do too.
That just come in the mood for you.
And my daily affirmation. Stand in front of the mirror naked and say, you crap excellence, man. You are amazing.
So you do stand in the mirror. We talked about that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that was my whenever Larry was talking about brainwashing yourself. That's why I said you was brainwashing yourself. Yeah.
No, it's okay to put good into yourself.
Yeah.
Because if you know, the world we live in is so much bad.
It is.
And it's so easy to get
contaminated
by what's out there. So you have to have some good in you. So.
Yep.
Yeah. If I wake up in the morning and say, I feel like crap, this is crap, this is going to be a bad day, I'm going to lose all my money, this and that.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen?
It's going to happen.
Something's going to, it's not going to come out good. I'm going to lose some money.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to piss me off.
Chris.
She did look over the head when she said
somebody's
going
to piss me off.
Sorry, I didn't mean to look.
Wait a damn. Wait. Damn it, look.
Chris, it's okay.
You know what?
I mean, it was a subconscious act. She didn't mean to do it.
It was a knee-jerk reaction.
That sounds like some bullshit.
Knee-jerk reaction.
Oh, my God.
Let me see. Well, this is next one. It's from Warren, too.
I mean, you know there were a whole lot of posts in that thread. You don't have to go right down the line. You can pick and choose.
Go real long, Black Texas. Okay, we'll see what this one is.
I'm trying.
Oh, okay.
We'll
start with just your grievance that you feel that your sister has an obligation to share the wealth.
Hey, yeah, she got an obligation to share the wealth. We stay here, we struggle together. Took baths and bottles of water, rest, roaches, all that. Yeah, she obligated. His damn friends obligated. She doing everything for them. So, yeah, I feel like I'm obligated.
What is it you think she's not doing for the family? What is the... you're making it sound like there's a real financial hardship. Describe what you're talking about.
She's not doing nothing. 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 She's not doing nothing for family.
Nothing.
At all. She do little oohs and ahs for our parents or whatever, but barely nothing because my mama's still clocking the clock at FedEx.
This moment right here is so much bigger than one celebrity or one family. And why build the generational wealth is so hard and why it struggles to stick. We talk about generational wealth all the time as a community, but we rarely allow the breadwinner to actually do what's required to create a legacy. And here's the uncomfortable truth. Other communities, they allow to build generational wealth because they're not dependent on one person. They have a familial structure already in place. That's why when you watch professional sports drafts, right, whether it be the NBA or the NFL, they draft a black kid, the first question they almost always ask is, what is the first thing you're going to buy with this new money? The answer usually is, I'm going to buy my mama a house. Wow. Think about that. In many other communities, that question is rarely even asked because it's already assumed that that family is stable and taken care of. And they have a home that was purchased by the husband, the athlete's father. And that difference, it matters. And this is why I always say, talking about wealth without talking about family is ass backwards. Because there's no structure without good family order in place. You cannot build generational wealth without functional family systems. If there's no structure, no responsibility, no two-parent household, then whatever wealth one person builds get drained by everybody that's dependent on them. And that's not hate, that's just simple math. This is why relationships and marriages matter so much within our community. It's not for aesthetics, it's not for even tradition, but for infrastructure. And then you add another layer, Glorilla allegedly got 9 other siblings. But there's no scenario where she can support that many people and stay ahead long term. But yet people overestimate how much artists actually make. People see fame and they think unlimited money. They ignore taxes, management fees, labels, touring, and lifestyle inflation. And income is not the same as retained wealth. When one person is the safety net for everybody else, there's no way any systems can get built. There's no businesses, no assets, and no replacement for the breadwinner. This is why within our community, we keep seeing moments of success, but not lasting legacy and wealth. And if you're serious about building generational wealth, right, you have to be honest and realize that you don't honor the builder by exhausting them. You honor them by letting what they build age and outlive them.
Start with just your growth.
Yeah, that was...
Sorry.
Sorry. That was interesting because with that was about Glorilla, like the rapper or whatever. And they would say how, like, that's not the first family member that came out and said something about her not, air quote, taking care of the family. A lot of her family has a lot to say about how she doesn't provide or whatever for them. But they, like that guy said, she's got a lot of siblings. And her relationship with her family is a little different. It's a lot. It's like, it seems like, according to the internet, it's always something different going on with one of her family members or whatever. So they expect a lot of her. And the little videos I've seen her do, her little snippets, she does for them. But like I said, she don't do like all them buying all nine of her siblings and stuff houses and stuff like that. And that girl, her sister, that said that her mom does still work. From my understanding, her mom still chose to, still chose to work. So, I mean, I don't see why, just because you're famous, kind of like, I guess, like the Fantasia thing, when Fantasia made it big, she tried to help a lot of people and went in the hole trying to help a lot of people. And I think it's important that, like they said, the generational wealth aspect is, it's important. If you can leave something for the next generation, it's good. But if you exhaust all of your stuff in,
Stuff,
buying everybody a house, or like, what's that girl that hit the lottery a couple years ago down in by the coast? She hit the lottery and was like broke within a year because she took everybody on a cruise, and
yeah, I
paid off people's debts and stuff like that. Then they said she didn't have nothing, like within a year and a half, within a 2 year window. So I'm like, wow, that's crazy, you know, because money can, it spends like water when you're throwing it away like that and you're not keeping an account on it, you know. But I guess it's important that you have people around you that know how to, at least one person that can manage your money, like an accountant or somebody that can manage your money, especially if you're not used to handling large amounts of money.
Yeah, because you'll run through it.
You'll run through it. Okay. What's your take on that, Juan?
I mean, I just, for me, it's, you want to have people that are, you know, financial advisors and whatnot, but also, because this is her sister.
That's her sister. Mm-hmm.
I would think that my family wouldn't think of me as an income. I shouldn't have to. I mean, if Gloria worked at, you know, Bell South, they wouldn't be like, Gloria ain't paid mama's rent. Mama still, no. Mm-hmm. Just because my income has gone up, it shouldn't be upon me to have to support you.
Right.
I mean, if I choose to bless you, that's my choice. But
you shouldn't expect
that. But that's how a lot of families is. I'm not. It's not like black families, because you don't really hear a lot of this they don't put it on the internet like that. But a lot of like black families, when people make it rich or make it big, the expectation is out there.
They start talking French. We.
Yeah, we made it. We family. We this, we that, you know.
But you know what? And that's the thing. Because a lot of times, all of a sudden, you got these cousins that come out of the woodworks. Mm-hmm. And you remember, you know.
We used to play together when we were five. Yeah, like, I don't remember.
I ain't seen you in 20 plus years, bruh. You know, but that's the sad part. But yeah, and because if somebody was to, I'll use air quotes, make it, you know what I'm saying? If you wanted to do something for, you know, like say you hit the lotto, you get a couple million. Look, bro, I'm going to break you off 2 grand, 5 grand, whatever. Yo, just on the strength. You know what I'm saying?
That's don't a look gift. For me for nothing else.
That's a gift, though. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because that don't dictate how your household is ran.
Yeah. So you ain't getting that every month. You ain't on payroll.
Yeah. Don't assume.
Yeah. When you know what happens when you assume, you make an ass out yourself.
Yeah. But I think that's a lot of those people, when they make it big, they expect, because their family member is still doing.
Shouldn't do that.
You know, doing it big to take care of everybody.
No.
You know, and I think that's with them, because to have 9 siblings, that's a lot. That's a lot of, oh God, that's a lot. I couldn't imagine, but
I don't want to imagine.
I wouldn't. Can't.
Nine children.
Yeah, I think that goes like anytime they get big, because that reminds me of the Keisha Coles.
Oh yeah, with her.
Her sister, and she was trying to help them, and I think she ended up going bankrupt. But
I think she did fall bankruptcy.
Again, with black people, because when they had that reality show and they put all that out there, you know, like that for people to see. But I was like, golly, you know, it's kind of hard to take care of a drug addict mama. Yeah. And then you got, you know, that's a lot, because them dynamics, that's a pricey habit.
Especially
right
when
there.
You're in the limelight.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm trying to do shows, and then you calling me, yo. You know, send me $1,000. You know, I need $1,000. You just asked me for $1,000 yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, well, you got it. You out doing shows. You should take care of your mom or your sister. That's a lot.
You try to do that guilt shit.
Yeah.
Well, I just want y'all to know, because all my family is pretty much sitting right here for the most part, except for my kids. I have got a success plan in place.
Okay.
That is distributed by percentages
of
my wealth that y'all will get.
Okay.
Beyond that, don't ask me for nothing.
So when do we get this one?
It's a success plan. So once I consider myself successful, then at that point it goes into.
Did you get it from ChatGPT?
Kim, look. Do you need my routing number?
No, I'm gonna give it to you. I'm just gonna put it in.
Okay.
What you do with it is on you.
Hey, I don't want no checks. I only want
cash. Just give me a Manila folder or something.
A couple of Manila folders.
Because you know when you have like. what would you do if you hit the lottery?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was that discussion. I'm like, this is what I'm going to do. This is the plan.
Okay. Hey, yeah. Well, look, you hit the lotto, I'll drive you to Raleigh because I know you're going to be excited. I want you to focus on getting that money. I'll take us there to the dough.
No, I'll take you there.
No, we'll ride together. You ain't leaving me.
Shit. Well, just know. You can't win if you don't play.
That's right.
Well, I don't
play. Don't play.
I don't play.
He
don't play.
I was getting hopeful because I know I don't play.
We send you up transportation to Raleigh.
Hey, Coach, look, the most I'll do, I'll go buy some scratch offs, bring them, put them right in her hand.
Yes. Just know I'm banking on this Tesla stock. Growing and compounding. Okay.
I seen Tesla. A video where Tesla has made over, and it was over in Dubai, where they made like a hovercraft, Tesla, like a hover scooter.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Where you step on it and you just hover slightly above ground.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that was in the desert. It was in Dubai.
Well, yeah, that makes sense over there because they got a lot of dirt. I mean, a lot
it
of
was sweet too.
I mean, they're good with concept stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
And maybe,
I mean, because they've got the biped autonomous air quote autonomous robots.
Yes, they do.
Come on, Tesla, come through on it.
I ain't
come
lying. Make us rich,
Tesla.
Bitch.
Make us rich. Come on,
Make
Tesla.
Make us rich, bitch.
Come on. That's
we
my
get
credit.
A couple of more splits and some growth. That'll be
hey,
beautiful.
Come on, win it. Because yeah, you got Tesla, it. Because if I'm not mistaken, when they first came out, I remember you saying
my
something
cost
about
basis for my shares is like $132 a share.
Wow. Okay. See, I remember that. Come on I do through. Remember that one.
Come on through. Come on through for us, Tesla.
I pick some good ones, but I also pick some dogs. Because I'm still holding on to Beyond Meat. I'm still holding on to Lucid. And ain't neither one of those worth nothing.
Okay.
Yes. Side note, Beyond Meat, they have some stuff on clearance at Walmart.
Okay. He's stupid.
So it's impossible.
Yeah, and a lot of it. This one, the neighborhood.
So does Morningstar.
Yeah, they got them. I got me some patties for $2.50. A pack of them patties. Listen,
I cleaned out they ribs.
Oh, did you?
They had them for like $3 and some change. I was like,
I wish I had more freezer space.
I'll take those, Kim. If you need more freezer
space,
this is
vegan talk. By the way,
I got plenty
people.
Of freezer
this
space.
Okay,
because I said I was gonna get some more. Because that stuff.
Turn it off, Chris. Anyway, we're about to play the next one. Okay. You make me sick.
You make me sick. This is another one.
Behind me, she's just to my back. And we are back to back.
Right.
Why? I'm looking north. She's looking south.
Oof.
We both can see east and west.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part where we have to be... You understand?
This is
so now we got the same vision here because we both can see this way.
Yeah.
Watch this.
Mm.
I can see what's in her blind spot.
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
And what?
She can see what's
in my blind spot.
Mm. Yeah.
So let's deal with the word compatibility.
Mm.
What does compatibility? Some people think that, okay, before I go to the relationship part, let's take a device. When you buy one device and it's meant to pair with another device, it says it's compatible with that device.
Right.
The compatibility means that they are equally important, but not equal in function. My wife is not behind me.
That was it. It played.
Because
you said
stops me in sentence.
No, it
he
stopped.
Said the wife is not behind me.
That was
she
at the beginning.
Is,
she's
next to me.
Yeah, she's okay. North. He's facing south. She's facing north.
And
then they say, yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm still lost.
Yeah.
I'm still
I guess
lost.
You just saying they're equal. They're yeah. I don't know.
I'm
once,
still lost.
I don't know. Once they're that equal.
I'm lost. I'm not walking behind you. I'm not walking in front of you. I'm walking next to you.
Yes.
What? Wait, what did I miss?
I said, wait.
You shouldn't have to ask the question.
Oh.
There he goes again. Says, did I send this one? Oh.
Now feel free to walk behind me.
What?
Huh? What?
No.
But
no,
babe,
nigga,
but
no.
Babe, what happened?
Wait,
what happened,
wait.
Babe?
No,
but babe, what happened?
this one with you.
So can I be right there with
side
you?
Side by side?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Side by side on my panel.
That's right. Keyboard. Make sure I make sure my feet are good so when we walk I won't stop.
Well, we know the feet ain't good.
I'm so. Just saying. You know,
oh.
What?
I'm gonna do this one next. This one. This was Stephen A.
Oh. He's been under some criticism lately.
He has.
Yes, he has. Stephen A.
This is it.
Here's the deal. The man was impeached twice. He was convicted on 34 felony counts. Mm-hmm. And the American people still said he's closer to normal than what we see
exactly.
On the left. That's what they're saying. He's closer to normal. Why? Because something that pertains when you talk about the transgender community, for example, and you're talking about the issues that pertain to less than 1% of the population, the Democratic Party came across as if that was a priority more so than the other issues. And so he comes into office. Now you're talking about childbirth, citizenship and what have you. He knows that's not going to pass the mustard, but he knows that he made that promise. So when he shows up week one on Capitol Hill and he says, this is what we're going to do through an executive order, even though it's going to be shot down through the courts and what have you, he's saying, I kept my promise. A lot of other things that he's going to point to that he's going to try to do. I kept my promise. Then you turn around and you look at the left and you say, what promises did you keep? Now, you might know the answer to that. I'm certainly not questioning your knowledge about that at all. What I'm saying is, what resonated with the voter? What voter out there can look at the Democratic Party at this moment in time and say, there's a voice for us, somebody that speaks for us, that goes up on Capitol Hill and fights the fights that we want them fighting on our behalf? They didn't do that. And that's why they're behind a home and that man is back into the White House and they want to sit up there and talk. You look at the networks right now. They're talking about him. Look at it. This is the latest. Look at him. Here he goes again. Well, you know what here he goes again means? He's doing what he said he was going to do. He promised you he was going to do these things and he walked into office week one and that's exactly what he's doing. And he's saying, y'all do something about it. And when you try to do something about it, he's going to say, look at them now. Now they're concerned about these issues. Were they talking about that during the campaign? Hell no.
Mm. That was Stephen A. Smith. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gunshots fired.
He was on one, but I mean, I think he made a lot of valid points about the president.
Well, to be honest, I'm not a political type person. The folk voted him in here. That's right. So now you got to deal with the repercussions.
Yeah.
Of his actions.
I mean, to me, because, that's pretty much, that's what he was
because
saying to me.
I honestly, he's been a loose cannon anyway, in my eyes.
Yeah.
Meaning
so why
he
would you
do what
even
he
vote
wants
him
to
in
do.
There?
That's, the well, that's what he, but, was, that's what he yeah. was saying is that's why, because he ran on real issues. Mm-hmm. The Democrat candidates weren't, I mean, Kamala Harris was not speaking on issues that most people really cared about. Mm-hmm. I mean, most people don't really care about trans
LGBTQ.
Yeah, most people don't really care about those issues. I mean, mm-hmm. yeah, it'd be great, but on a day to day, I don't care. That don't affect me. Mm-hmm. So that's not my issue. So if you're not running on real issues, you don't have it's called a political platform for a reason. That's what your candidacy stands on. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have a real one, ain't nobody gonna vote for you. Yeah. So you're gonna lose. That's what happened. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
She could have been a great president, but we'll never know because her mm-hmm. platform was vaporware.
Hey, and I did.
I think she was scared too.
And you know what? I did see something, and I don't know if it's fake news. But something about she was considering running in 28. Mm-hmm. I don't know how true that was.
I hope she actually has a platform this time.
Yeah, I hope she comes with a vengeance. Like, so I hope she learned from the initial.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
I hope she learned from her initial run. But, you know, time will tell.
Yeah.
I think time will definitely tell.
Yeah.
Well, hey.
But Stephen A. was like,
I don't
spot
have
on
no
with it.
Sympathy. Hey.
You know.
I mean, I hate that they. Taking people, but y'all wanted them, so
they created this monster.
We just praying.
That's all we can do at this point.
Pray and believe that there's something.
My home, Fred is secure.
Yeah, that part right there.
Fuck around and find out. We want you to come inside my gates.
Fafo.
And so this is the time to bind together with your family and have a tight knit. no division, because mm-hmm. this is all we yeah. got is family.
Yeah.
So this is yeah. the best time to hey. Make amends with hey. Your family.
And just know, yeah. I'm going to make sure I look out for me and mine's. Mm-hmm. If mm-hmm. I fucks with you, I fucks with you hard.
Pretty much. I'm not going to play this other Stephen A. I'm going to do this one with this Tyrese. Let me see.
Oh, selfish starts with the word self.
Uh-huh.
And they've made selfish and being selfish a negative. But most of us are giving, doing, showing up for people mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, psychologically, and we're overextending ourselves.
Yes.
And giving of ourselves, and we're depleted.
Yes.
And we're tired. And we're sick and we're wiped out and we got nothing left for ourselves.
Unappreciated.
And they don't care to notice.
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't. I'm here to get what I'm here to get.
Right.
And even if I wipe you completely out.
Yeah.
And so I have allowed myself to be more selfish and focus on me and say, I'm not returning that text or that call because I don't have the time or the bandwidth to be on the receiving end of what you're about to dump on.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then, especially when you know what the phone call is going to be about.
Right.
So now you got to say, I'm not going to give you emotional access to me.
Right.
Because you're going to change the energy of my day. So I'm going to make the selfish decision to say, if I want my day to be better, it's not going to include you.
Right.
You know, selfish starts with the words.
Oh, sorry. I was looping back. So, hey, y'all.
So, the cats.
Sorry. So, how do you feel about that one?
I mean, again, it's kind of. Yeah, selfish does start with the word self. That's accurate. I mean, it's one of those you can't. It's a statement. Now the whole you know, I'm not going to engage. Blah blah. I don't really subscribe to that thought process. I don't believe in protecting my day. I'm going to engage in pretty much.
Frivolous conversation.
What comes? I'll engage. I don't have to. My peace, my good days aren't that fragile to where I need to protect it from anything. I'm not that fragile of a person where I feel that I need to protect all these things. If you're a person who I've chosen to give access to, I'm not going to retract said access because I think that your energy is going to take away from my anything. No, you have access. Bring it. Come on, I got you.
Okay. Tyra, what's your spin? What do you think about that there? Okay, she thinks she shrugs her shoulders, and that's pretty good. I know y'all didn't hear her shrugging her shoulders, but she did. Juan, will you confirm the shrug of her shoulders?
She did shrug her shoulders.
So we don't really know what the shrugging means, but if we had to break the shrugging of the shoulders down.
I have no comment.
Okay, that means she has no comment.
Who was that?
I mean,
the person
That sound like Tyrese.
Tyrese and T.D. Jakes is an interview they were doing. Yeah, that was a thing on them.
But I guess I had to see the whole
snippet of it.
Yeah.
This is a little sidebar, I guess. T.D. Jakes has a podcast he does, and he does some really good interviews with people, because I be watching his, I watch a lot of podcasts, he interviews a lot of people and have some really good, he has some pretty good questions on his podcast. I didn't even know he had a podcast. It's new, but it's pretty good so far, the people he's been having on there. But okay. Anyway.
What is your input, Kim?
Yeah, I mean, selfishness is a good thing. I don't see no bad in being selfish, because I think it's good that you take time for yourself. And unlike some people, I believe in some conversations, you know, with people, I will avoid because it's not going to, and most time it's not going to go well, especially if you already know how the conversations are going to have a tendency to end. So I'm about protecting, I ain't say protecting my peace, but I just won't, you know, some phone calls I'll be like, well, you know what, I'll just get with them later when I'm at a better, when I might have more time to give them that amount of energy instead of me just saying, well, I know this is going to go left. Let me go ahead and just, you know. So, and just because you've given people access before don't mean you want to continue to give them access now. So it's good to be selfish and be like, well, nah, we
just. You can shut off access just like, I mean. Oh, yeah. Just like, yeah. I let you in the door, I can let you out the door.
Exactly.
Access
is, you can kick them out, too.
Yeah, yeah, you can. You can. So, you know, that's, you know. Preference. Chris, did you want to chime in on that?
Nope.
Okay.
Chris said, I didn't hear anything.
I know. That's what I was like. He came back talking about, yep. I'm like, okay.
I just agreed on what I heard. That's
we're
all.
We're going to do this one on leveling. Oh, no, no, no. We're going to do this one. And then we're going to do this one and then one more and then that'll be it.
Okay.
Yes, that'll work. Because it's a lot.
Yeah, I told you.
It's a lot.
A lot of stuff got posted this week.
Doing the show, quite frankly, on ESPN2, my own show, talk show, from 2005 to 2007. I believe it was in 2006. He's the host of The Apprentice. He let me touch his hair to prove he didn't wear the wearing a toupee and stuff like that. We were in the green room, and he gave me some advice that I've never forgotten. He said, not just know your worth, but go for it. Go for it all. Always pursue the most. And I said, explain, what do you mean? And he said, when you go to a bank and you borrow $3 million and you can't pay it back, you got a problem. He said, but when you go to a bank and you borrow $300 million and you can't pay it back, we've got a problem. He said, the moral of the story is, the more you convince someone to invest in you, the more they must work diligently to ensure your success. Don't come cheap. Make sure you convince folks to make that requisite investment in you, because they'll be committed to you succeeding, because your success means their success.
Say what you want about Stephen A. or Trump, but this is really good. And the real principle here isn't to go borrow money, but it's to align incentives. When someone has real skin in the game, whether it be investors, partners, or brands, they don't just want you to win, they need you to win. And there's a lot of power in that. When exposure is small, it's your problem. But when exposure is massive, it becomes their problem too. When success is directly tied to someone else's return, they'll protect you. They'll restructure, they'll support, and it's because your survival protects their capital. And that's just basic incentive design. When it's a small level of commitment, it's easy to quit. But when it's deep investment, now everyone is aligned. And this doesn't just apply to business, it applies to relationships too. When someone has nothing invested, no time, no sacrifice, no shared responsibility, walking away costs them nothing. But when two people have truly invested into one another, time, growth, vision, family commitment, leaving has weight. Everyone say they want loyalty, but loyalty grows where there's investment. If there is no investment, it won't be any alignment. And if there's no alignment, there's no stability. But here's the most important part that people miss. And it's that leverage only works if you actually have assets, credibility, and leverage to begin with. When you try this without substance, you don't get restructured, you get wiped. Because leverage magnifies what's already there. If you're solid, it magnifies strength. And when you're unstable, it accelerates collapse. Debt does not create power. Position creates power. Debt just magnifies it.
I'm doing the show, quite frankly.
Gusto. How do you feel about that one? You posted that, I think. Yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He loves it.
I agree. Yeah.
That's why I gave it an applause.
Yeah. You know? And Chris gave it an applause. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Tyrone, look at my mind.
Yeah.
I think that's why, the whole, you know, all of us always say how small our friend group is. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a tight-knit group. Because I think we are invested in one another's growth. Mm-hmm. You know, in all aspects of life. I mean, that's mm-hmm. one of, so yeah, I agree with that, and definitely agree about it in, you know, business and yeah, mm-hmm. also in personal life. I mean, yeah. you want to make sure that the people that are around you are actually invested mm-hmm. In you. So yeah, because your growth becomes their growth, and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. I have to agree. That's, and I'm just speaking about the brotherhood. But I know, because it as a guy, it's hard to have a circle, you know, however small, but a group of guys that you look out for each other, you know, if you're doing something messed up, you know what I'm saying, the brothers reserve the right to check you, correct you, and it's nothing like, oh man, you don't know what the fuck you talking about, this type shit, you know. It comes from the heart, and it's just because they want the best for all of us. Mm-hmm.
What? So and this is the thing with input, it's a two-way thing, because mm-hmm. while we are allowed to, we can give input, mm-hmm. we also respect each mm-hmm. other's right yeah. to be like, cool.
Yeah, but I'm gonna do my own thing. But,
yeah.
You know,
I don't see that brotherhood. Uh-huh. I don't see those guys uh-huh. putting anybody in check.
No, that's because we do it when we're amongst ourselves. Seriously. And that's no bullshit. And when I say that, just like when we get together, we'll chat. If you know, we'll talk. The brothers will give their opinions, and it's just an opinion, because the bottom line is you're talking to another adult. They're gonna do what the fuck they want to,
yeah.
regardless. Mm-hmm. So as a brotherhood, we gonna let you know, yeah, that ain't right, such and such and such and such. But at the end of the day, it falls on that person to do what they want. But as a brotherhood, we gonna give you our little 2 cents. Mm-hmm. Seriously,
and there's no resentment. The part where you're mutually invested is that mm-hmm. if as long as you are able to, what happened?
Oh, okay, no. you faded out. You okay. now.
As long as that perspective is kept, that you know this person is actually interested in my mm-hmm. growth. There's no resentment there, because it's, mm-hmm. there's not any hard feelings. It's like, okay. Mm-hmm. Because I believe you're coming from a position of mm-hmm. you're wanting the best for me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's
now what you do with it is up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
sir. Mm-hmm.
That's why I know I'll say a lot of times, hey, I'm keeping my mouth shut. I didn't give you my little 2 cents.
Yeah.
So I'm done with it.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Because I'm not going to beat a dead horse. Yeah. For what?
We all know I will beat a horse to death.
Juan will beat a dead horse to come back.
I'm not that friend. That's why nine times out of ten, when if it's just me and the other person one-on-one, I'm going to listen to you. Mm-hmm. And what I'm going to tell you is, yeah, I understand the words coming out your mouth. I understand what you're telling me. But just because I understand what you're telling me, that don't mean I agree with what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that's the words that I tell them, because I do understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it completely.
Hit the button.
I understand you completely, but what you're doing is on you.
Yeah.
And them are facts. Just like you said, that's your cross to bury.
Yeah.
My conscience is clean, because I've spoke my piece. And you ain't got to worry about hearing me say nothing else other than, yeah, bruh, I understand. You want a shot? That's me.
That's Chris's go-to. Yeah, man, I understand. You want a shot?
That's me.
Shot.
Now, Juan's going to debate you.
Yeah.
And all this stuff, that's not me.
Really?
Juan cross-examines.
Yeah, cross-examines the whole nine. That's not it. Chris. Chris is that guy. I'm going to, you want my honest opinion? I'm going to give you my honest opinion, mm-hmm. and that's it.
And a shot.
Yup.
And a shot. Definitely in a shot.
That's what Chris is gonna do. And I think I've kinda lived up to that thus far.
Yes, you have.
So that's just me.
But I just said I can't see the other.
Yeah. Well, I think it's unlike women. Women are more up front right now. Men are they're more reserved and they're gonna pull each other to the side. Yeah. But women are more we're more verbal, we're
in our feelings.
Yeah. No. See we don't I don't see us get, because when we chat, we don't get in our feelings. We will do it over a couple drinks or whatever. But we're gonna talk, we're gonna laugh, we're gonna giggle. I mean, we ain't gonna dwell on it. It's gonna be a conversation, but once the conversation is done, we on to the bullshit. Yeah. We on to the bullshit. Because that's what we like to do.
Y'all full of shit.
Call it like you want. But we have a good time. And I love my brothers. Love y'all, bros. Love y'all, man.
Push you know what I'm saying? Guys? I'm
joking. These are my brothers, man. I go to war with these cats, man.
Tyra, did you chime in?
And now that I have a new toy, I can go into war with you as well. So.
Thank you, my brother.
Hey, man. It is no longer just 9 shots to get to Chris's house.
Woo! How many you got now, one? You got another clip, and you got
I am up to 22 shots from the 9, and then I got a couple mags of the AR.
Oh, he ready. Oh, yeah. Come through and get me on the way. You know, just
yeah, we're gonna pick up
everybody. Come on.
We going to the fort. We're going to the fort. Hold it down.
We are definitely going. Perimeter. This is the last one we're gonna do for the day.
Yeah.
We're gonna do this one and then sit. Oh my gosh.
Because once you get it is when you deserve it. Because as you level up, as you start to improve and get better and you peel back layers of self-deception, for example, is a huge way to start leveling up, starting to be honest with yourself as kind of the starting point. Like, what do you really want?
Yeah.
Define your purpose. What's the best version of yourself? And then do you really want it? Because when we go back to the idea that ask and you shall receive, when we ask something, God is listening, but it doesn't come like a Cracker Jack prize. God suddenly starts putting things in our path to develop us into whatever that is. And what I've learned since then, after going through failure, going through struggle, going through adversity, going through everything, you know, I didn't get the $1 million right away, and I questioned whether I really understood what the scripture meant or if they were even authentic or true. Mm. What I realized is asking for that and genuinely meaning that, God put all the different tests and trials and adversity that I needed in my path so that I could develop into somebody that could hold $1 million, that could earn $1 million. The $1 million wasn't the point, the development was the point. Because once you deserve it, you get it. Once you get it is when you deserve it. And you don't deserve it before then. So you have to become willing when you ask for something to be ready to go through the process of becoming whatever that is. Once you get it is when you deserve it. Because as you level up,
It looped back. That's nice. That's a perspective. But you get it when you deserve it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you have to work for it.
Yeah. It don't come in your time. It comes in his time. Yes. It's been a proven fact. It's been a proven fact in my life. So,
preach, Chris, preach.
Won't it do it?
Yes, it will.
Sha-na-na-na-na.
What do you feel?
I mean, you already know I agree with that. I sent it. Yeah, I mean.
But we still have to ask you, Juan. Yeah. We still have to ask.
100,000,000% I agree with that. Yeah. I mean, you know, when you ask God for patience, he doesn't just, poof, you got patience. He does. Mm-hmm. He gives you things, puts things in your way to help you develop patience.
Yep.
You have to grow into being the being that can handle the thing that you've asked for. You're not there yet. You don't
Whether he has to sit you down for a minute in a 6x6 or whatever the case may be, he's going to make sure you hear him.
Yeah, and sometimes he give you something and you're not ready for it. Yeah. He'll circle back around to it.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Mm-hmm. That is true. Yeah. That is very true.
Touché.
Yeah.
And this concludes our week's recording.
Should have known. This concludes our week's recording. You can check us out on
one. No.
We don't. This is the tag.
I was taking it off.
No, you don't filter the tag.
Well, I was waiting. This is like one.
You can catch us anywhere you get your podcast. Anywhere you get your podcast, or you can get us directly at our website, 3sgpod.com. GRAY8FAM.com. That's 3SGPod.GRAY8FAM.com.
Thank you guys for listening. Have a great week. Bye-bye.